Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration plans to ease its position on Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, breaking with a more than 40-year-old State Department legal opinion. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the announcement a short time ago.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Today's announcement marks another major shift in the administration's Middle East policy. The president previously endorsed Israel's claim that Jerusalem is its capital. Then the administration relocated the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. While applauded by the Israeli government, the Palestinian Authority and other major players in the region have warned the U.S.'s new stance further complicates attempts at reviving the Middle East peace process. Iran has reportedly exceeded another limit set out in the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the breach was reported by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
The IAEA report says Iran's stockpile of heavy water used in its Arak reactor has edged past the 130 metric ton cap agreed to in the deal. Under the deal, Iran agreed to render the reactor inoperable. This breach is seen as less significant than earlier violations that accelerated Iran's enrichment of uranium, another nuclear fuel. But Tehran has vowed to keep suspending its commitments under the deal as long as American nuclear sanctions remain in place. Despite the withdrawal of the U.S. from the deal and Iran's subsequent moves to abandon some of its commitments, IAEA inspectors are still able to verify key aspects of Iran's nuclear program. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
A new report estimates the results of the 2020 census in the U.S. will guide how more than $1 trillion a year in federal tax dollars will be distributed to communities across this country. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports numbers from the 2020 count help determine funding for more than 300 federal programs.
Researchers at the George Washington University's GW Institute of Public Policy looked at how the national headcount influences the slice of the federal funding pie each state and local community gets. Andrew Reimer led the team that tallied up more than $1.5 trillion a year in federal spending that will likely be guided by the 2020 census results.
The state or area's receipt of its fair share of federal funds depends on the accuracy of its census count.
Most of those federal tax dollars go towards Medicare, Medicaid, and other medical assistance programs. Census results also guide funding for housing, transportation, and children's programs. Most U.S. households can start filling out 2020 census forms in mid-March. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points since the open at 28,032. From Washington, this is NPR News. Police are investigating the third fatal shooting at a Walmart store in 5 months, the latest involving a site in Duncan, Oklahoma. Police say they found the bodies of two men and a woman outside the Walmart. They're investigating it as murder-suicide. Unlike shootings in recent months, a Walmart spokesperson says this was not an active shooter situation. Schools across Austria are closed as parts of the country deal with a massive amount of snow and the threat of avalanches and flooding. We have the latest from NPR's Rob Schmitz.
Heavy snowfall has flooded rivers and lakes in the Alpine country. A mudslide in a town south of Salzburg destroyed two homes overnight, burying two women, according to local media. Firefighters rescued both of them and took them to a hospital. Later, another mudslide covered another home nearby. Several train lines were interrupted and nearly 2,000 homes were without electricity. Elsewhere in southern Austria, several villages were cut off because of heavy snowfall. Schools stayed closed and helicopters scattered the nearby mountains for avalanches. Snow began falling last Wednesday, but grew more severe over the weekend as an unusually harsh and early winter kicks off across Europe. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve, a frequent target of the president, says the central bank's decisions about the economy will be based solely on careful, objective, and non-political analysis. The Fed issued the statement after its chairman, Jerome Powell, met with President Trump and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin at the White House this morning. The Fed says Powell talked about economic growth and employment, but the group did not discuss Powell's expectations for monetary policy. This is NPR.